This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I should have asked you to show me the movies during the break. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not drunk.
Well, yeah, until I'm drunk. In front of other people.
Until I'm drunk.
In front of one person.
Until I'm drunk, yeah. All right, so Lions taking on Jacksonville this weekend. Couple things. One, Adam Schefter this week on his podcast was talking about where the Lions rank in the NFL. And he thinks right now that the Detroit Lions are the best team in the NFL. And it's really interesting. I wonder how people feel about that. I mentioned yesterday, I think Sports Illustrated ranked the Lions number one in their power rankings, and NFL.com had the Lions number one in their power rankings. Because on paper, we have like one of the strongest cases ever for a team that should be ranked number one in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl winners and are undefeated, right? On paper, that would be an exceptionally strong case to be built as them being the best team in the NFL, wouldn't you think?
Yes, well, on paper, but when you do things on paper, you also have to look at schedules. That's part of paper, right?
Yep.
So the first win of the season for Kansas City was a great win. They beat the Ravens 27-20. Hello, world. We're back. We just beat the Ravens. But after that, they beat the Bengals by a point. They beat the Falcons by 5 points. They beat the Chargers by a touchdown. They beat the Saints by 13. They're terrible. They won at San Francisco by 10 points. They beat the Raiders by 7. They beat the Bucs by 6. They just beat the Broncos by 2 because the Broncos couldn't make a field goal at the end.
They blocked it.
Yeah. It's not an impressive list of wins after the first one. And if you got the win over the Ravens in week one, that's the best time to get it. It's like the Lions taking out Kansas City last year to start the season. I'm not saying Kansas City's bad. Kansas City's really good. But I think that 8-0 record is a little bit inflated by who they've played.
Yeah.
They haven't really been battle-tested. Not that the Lions have been really battle-tested, but they've been battle-tested, I think, more so than Kansas City.
The Lions, this recent schedule, these four games they played, they've been pretty battle-tested. The last two back-to-back Super Bowl winners, okay? The Denver Broncos won in 1998 and 1999. So just like Kansas City, won two in a row. And the next season after 9 games, they were 5-4. Then after that, you get the 2004 and 2005 New England Patriots. Well, they won those Super Bowls. 2005, 2006, I guess it was. And they come back and they were, 6-3. So this is like on paper, one of the stronger. And you're right. Yeah, it's who they've played. And if you watch the games and how they went, you could see, all right, that team might not be as good as what they would suggest on paper. But you think about how good the Lions must appear, and it's always interesting to me to get outsider perspectives. I rely on them all the time because I think we can get too close to it. We can get caught up in it. And in spite of that on paper resume, back-to-back Super Bowls, undefeated, Adam Schefter thinks we got the best team in the NFL, Sports Illustrated's power rankings, and the NFL.com's power rankings. What does it mean? It really doesn't mean anything other than credibility. We got a ton of it right now.
Oh, there's a lot of cred. There's a lot of cred there. And, you know, you look at, okay, if you want to compare the two teams, the Lions are scoring a ton of points. The Chiefs are not. The Chiefs have a pretty good defense. Defensively, they're not giving up much. But neither are the Lions. Lions done a really good job defensively as well, but I think the Chiefs done a better job of that. Look at the quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback playing today, right? Mm-hmm. But he's not having a great season. He's completing a ridiculous amount of passes. It's almost 70% of his passes he's completed. But he's got, I think, 12 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Has he been outplayed by Goff? I think he has. But it's also, you know, part of what the offense is. The Lions run the ball very effectively. The Chiefs do not. The Lions are really pretty close to being a complete team. If they had Aiden Hutchinson, this is a complete, a mostly complete team. They still have a little bit of a hole with the pass rush, even with Hutchinson. But obviously, they're better with Aiden than without Aiden. We'll see on Sunday what it looks like with Za'Darius Smith on the line and a healthy Josh Pascal and other guys, you know, getting more and more opportunities to contribute. And Aleem McNeil coming into his own right now as well. He's improved this year. He's taken a step forward, and that secondary has been great. And Jack Campbell.
And Jack Campbell. You know, I'm glad you brought up Aiden Hutchinson because that was sort of the next layer of the conversation. As you remember, Aiden gets hurt in the Dallas game, and I spent Monday and most of Tuesday being a whiny little bitch. I was so pissed off that we finally had this team, and then one of the most critical players in the team is out.
He is critical.
And here we are weeks later. Here we are weeks later, and it just doesn't feel like the case is that much weaker. And this is all pre Za'Darius Smith. But they the toughest four games in the schedule, the toughest four-game stretch was this four-game stretch. Tennessee wasn't, but Minnesota, Green Bay, and Houston was. And they swept those games without Hutch and without Za'Darius Smith. So, you know, it's pretty remarkable that they don't seem to have lost a step. Now, given, I think pass rush is still one of the big concerns with this team. And Dan Campbell addressed that a little bit yesterday and why, you know, some of the good and the bad of what he's seen in the games without before Za'Darius even debuts. But it's just, all right, you know, hey, going to that four-game stretch without Hutch, I did not expect them to go 4-0.
No, it's impressive to see what they've done, you know, in those games. You know, they gave up 29 points to Minnesota right away after that game, after the Hutchinson's first game out. But then it was 14-14 and then 23 to a pretty good Houston team. You got to like what you're seeing from the Lions, particularly with the defensive side. They pitched a shutout in the second half of that Houston game. Mm-hmm. The next three games for the Lions against Jacksonville, at Indianapolis, and then home on Thanksgiving against the Bears, three not-so-good teams. Then they have a little bit of a gauntlet at the end of the season. Four of the last five games, you got Green Bay and Buffalo at home, then they play at Chicago, and then it's at San Francisco and home against Minnesota to finish up. That's a tough schedule for the last five games. And should I be discounting the Bears? Yep. At this point, I think we can look at the Bears and say it's a bit of a dumpster fire. Coaching changes the whole bit. That's a game they probably should win. But those four of the five there are really interesting games. And it starts December 5th.
Let's go to Chuck in Clinton Township here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chuck.
How you guys doing today?
Hi, Chuck.
Couple things. I was thinking about the same thing you guys are when you compare to Lions versus Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I mean, easily Kansas City could be 5-4. I think we would agree with that. But if you look at the Tampa Bay game, how many points did they score against us in a dome with Chris Godwin and Evans? And how many points did they score against Kansas City without them and being outside in the wind and the rain?
Well, they scored 20 against the Lions. And what was that? Was that game 26-20?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it was the same. It was the final score of that Kansas City.
Well, they scored. We lost, what,
20-16. 20? Tampa scored 20 points. And didn't they score 20 against? Let me look it up. No, they scored 24. Okay, yeah. They scored more with less players and in worse conditions.
Correct. So yeah, I think our defense.
Keep in mind, say they could easily be 5-4. The Lions could have easily lost a couple more games themselves. The Vikings game, obviously the Texans game. You know, I mean, if you do that to Kansas City, you can do it to Detroit. But, yeah, I mean, Kansas City's falling a little bit closer to the sun. I think, you know, if you look at Kansas City's record and their back-to-back Super Bowls, you think best team in football. But you don't have to squint real hard to make a case for Detroit.
Yeah, I'm praying hard we play them in the Super Bowl and end the conversation once and for all.
Well, I'm praying hard that
the Super Bowl sounds good.
That the Lions get there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be really cool to get there. And once they're there, I mean, it feels to me like the perfect scenario is to play Kansas City. I saw something the other day that's really interesting. It was voted on by the fans the most hateable teams in the NFL. So it was accumulation of votes.
The most hateable. Okay.
Yeah. We aren't going to do it as a who's on top. Although I do have one if you want to do this later. just considering. All right. Just think about it. Is it that funny?
It's that funny. And yes, we should do it later.
Should we?
Yes. Okay.
Well, maybe we will.
It's ironic.
Yeah. Maybe we will do that later. Anyway, the most hateable teams in the NFL, any guesses who was number one?
Dallas.
Correct. Who was number two?
The Jets.
No.
Just here?
No.
Is it Kansas City?
No, Kansas City's three.
Okay.
New England still has some staying power.
Really?
Do you know where the Lions ranked?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
26th.
Lower. More towards the bottom.
28.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
32.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
The Lions were voted
the least hated
by fans,
team in the NFL.
The least hated team in the NFL. So if the Lions were to get, if they are fortunate enough to keep playing well, get to the Super Bowl.
That number will change.
Probably. People will get sick of the Detroit Lions. That's one. But two is, we will be, we'll kind of be the team that everybody's rooting for if they get Kansas City.
Yes.
If they get there.
If they get there. Yeah. The giant if, yeah. I would like if the national media were to spend less attention on the Lions the rest of the way.
You want to back off?
I want things to calm down a little bit.
I kind of understand.
I don't want Jared Goff to be inundated with interview requests constantly. Dan Campbell, the same thing. And then they start going with the other player. Oh, let's talk to Brian Branch. He's had a nice season. Mm-hmm. Ali McNeil, how does it feel? I don't need any of these extra specials done. I don't need the sit down with Aaron Andrews and a Tom Rinaldi piece or something like that. We don't leave it alone. Okay, we know we're good. Go talk to somebody else.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.